Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
It's really, really common when it comes to goal setting that in the months and the weeks and the months that follow New Year's Eve and that period of optimism and renewed energy, that our goals and our motivations tend to wane and start to slow down, and some of our old behaviors actually creep back in. So we're looking this week at some ways that you can increase the sustainability of your goal setting and get your goals back on track and reclaim the rest of the year. It's not too late. So the first strategy this week is looking at goal clarity. Thinking back to the goal that you set yourself on New Year's Eve or something that you would like for this exciting new year, and reflect on what was it specifically. And it's really important to be as specific as possible, because research suggests that the more specific our goal, the more likely we are to achieve it. The second strategy is to have a think about that goal and then actually break it down a little bit and think about what are the components of my goal. Could I actually be breaking this goal into short, medium, or long-term actual benchmarks? And again, this actually makes it a little bit more likely to be achievable. So ask yourself, where would I like to be at Easter? Where would I like to be in July? And then where would I like to be in December this year? And consider as well, do these steps actually line up? Is it feasible that I can move from one step to the other? Again, the more specific you can be in this area, the more likely you are to be successful. Thirdly, trying to find and trying to harness that flickering flame that is human motivation. When our goal setting starts to slip and we start to slip back into old behaviors, it's sometimes very, very difficult to harness that motivation, and it's our motivation that allows us to do anything in life. So thinking back to the goal that you set, ask yourself, why was this important to me? Why is this important to me currently? What would the benefits be in all the areas of my life of achieving this goal? And what would the impact be? And really get back in touch with the reasons why this is important. And that is often enough to get you back on track in relation to, you know, getting there. And the last one is put the steps in place. So ask yourself very specifically, even if I haven't done much to move towards the achievement of my goal, what is something that I can actually do in the next 7 days? And that could be the smallest step, a phone call or a half an hour's worth of activity. And then start to build and incorporate small steps like that into your routine, ensuring that you've actually got the time to make your goal setting a reality. So, reclaim your New Year's resolve this week with Mind Games.